Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning. What a beautiful day. I hope you have plans to get outside. Dixie here. Mark's running in and out handling the controls, which we are all happy for because, believe you me, you wouldn't want me to. And my special guest is sitting here. Yes, I get to have an in-studio guest. This Yay. Is the first time, yes. And I've been waiting. It's kind of like I've had some interviews that I wanted to do, and I kept thinking, as you know, we've done some over-the-phone interviews, and they've been fun and informative. But there's nothing like having live and in-the-studio interviews, and that's what we have today. Hope you've got rid of that leftover ham. Now would be the time not to have any more in that fridge. Everybody were having the ham salad sandwiches, scalloped potatoes and ham. And we could go on and on, but hope you all had a wonderful Easter. We did, and we had the smartest, most intelligent little 15-month-old at our house. I'm bragging a little bit about. I know, you can't believe this, but he is a great grandson. And he's great in many ways, but we had a great time. And now we're going to have fun today. It is, though, National Cinnamon Roll Day. And then I started researching and there was more. National Cinnamon Crescent Day, I guess, is the current way to celebrate this day. But I like the good old homemade cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls are great.
Ah, did you hear that? See, you go, she has someone that must be interested in food. And do I ever. Welcome, Shira Hutchins.
I'm very glad to be here.
Oh, so glad to have you. And I'm kind of mentoring her in radio ship, if you can call it that. So just get close and speak up a little higher.
Okay.
There you go. I met Shira at a business after hours with the Palisade Chamber. Well, just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there and introduced as the first of the Harry Talbot Junior Entrepreneurship Program by the Palisade Chamber.
Yep.
And you all know that how much we love Harry Talbot, and we're so sad at his passing. But he was a teacher, and when he gave that up, no, he never gave it up. He just didn't teach at school anymore, but he taught all his life young people and mentoring so many people that we thought that was most appropriate. And Shira Hutchins, you were the first one of this mentorship program.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's a wonderful opportunity. I'm grateful to Becky and the Chamber for letting me be a part of it. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, we are so excited. And, you know, I think over the years, you know, you find yourself mentoring young people, but this is now an official program, and you are the first. Now, you mentioned Becky, so tell us a little bit about how you found out about Becky, but I have to tune you into the fact that we have a young entrepreneur, a business owner at 15, mm-hmm. right, sitting here right now, and she's going to tell us all about it. Okay, so we could go two different directions here, but first, go ahead and tell us about Becky and how you got associated with the chamber and how this opened up.
Well, I met Becky last summer through a neighbor. She mm-hmm. introduced me to Becky. I'd done some yard work for my neighbor, mm-hmm. and my neighbor had reached out to Becky and said, I know you're looking for someone to hire for the summer. I have a neighbor who would be a good candidate. So Becky interviewed me, and we talked, and it went pretty well. And so I got the job for the summer. We worked farmers markets. It was really fun, too.
And what is Becky's business?
Nana's Fruit and Jam Shack.
Yes,
at the downtown location.
At the downtown location, yep. Yes. And she's in with the Wildflowers.
Yes.
So what a perfect team up that is.
Yeah.
And, you've probably learned so much from Becky and from working and, of course, working with the public. Opens your eyes up to a lot of learning as well. But, well, to be, how did Becky then decide that she wanted to start a mentorship program because she is a Palisade Chamber member.
Yeah. So I told her that I had this dream of starting a cupcake business.
Uh-huh.
And she helped me out whenever she could, gave me advice. She was really supportive, even though it kind of pulled me away from working in the shop with her. And then she called me into the shop one day and said, I'm starting this junior entrepreneur program at the chamber, and I want you to be my first guinea pig.
Wow.
And I said, that would be fantastic.
So yeah. You were open to being the guinea pig.
Yeah, right? I don't mind doing that.
Well, and I know Becky was so excited about doing this. And just to listen to her talk, and she and I got talking about our love for young people. And I'm doing your radio entrepreneurship initiation, right?
Yes.
But that was such a great idea. And so there you were introduced a few weeks ago at Nana's.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a really good event. She called me and said, I'm hosting a business after hours event at the shop, and we need some cupcakes.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, yeah, I'll make you some cupcakes. And so we went to the event and she said, this is when we're going to launch our program. And I'm going to introduce you to some of the chamber members. You're going to tell them, you know, kind of what your business is, how it started, all that good stuff. And I said, okay.
And you were there, and that's how I met you.
Yeah.
And I picked up your business card, Ginger Snapped Cupcakes.
Yeah.
Now, if you were here in the studio with me, everybody, and we're looking at this lovely young woman with this ginger-colored hair.
Yep. That's why I went with that for the name.
That was very clever. Did it take you a long time to come up with a name?
It didn't, actually. So my grandma always used to have ginger snaps, those little cookies in the house, and I just love those cookies. So I was thinking about that one day, and then I thought, well, my hair is red, and so I just went with it. Ginger snapped cupcakes. Just threw that on the end. It sounded pretty good, so I just went with it. Asked my mom. She liked it. So
great. Now, how did you decide cupcakes and to get into business and cupcakes being your product?
It was, I don't know, it just kind of happened, really. Uh-huh. I really like baking.
It's okay, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, it's kind of my like way to de-stress and kind of ground myself. Because when you start baking, you kind of get lost in the measurements and all of the processing, and it's a very good way to kind of relax, I guess.
Sure. Well, you know what? I find that too, actually. Get out in the kitchen and whip up something. And so cupcakes, I mean, what young person doesn't like cupcakes, right?
Yeah.
But there is so much more to this story and so much when you consider starting a new business. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Robert Gator Tread. Is your garage floor cracked, stained, chipped, or otherwise damaged? At Gator Tread, we have multiple products and services for you to choose from. These include grind and polish, micro toppings, epoxies, and more. Contact us today at 970-515-7910, and let's make that garage as beautiful as the rest of your home.
To learn more about Gator Tread products and services, visit their website at gator-tread.com.
Hi, this is Jamie from The Brickyard. For the entire month of April, stop by The Brickyard in Grand Junction and Montrose and save on the hardscaping products you need to complete your landscaping projects. We have special prices on pavers, stepping stones, garden walls, retaining walls, and more. We also have great pricing on built-in grills, pellet grills, and water features. Stop by today to see how we can help you recreate your backyard. That's The Brickyard on the Business Loop in Grand Junction or North Townsend in Montrose, or visit us online at brickyardcolorado.com. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 3.
Colorado. Do you love your car but wish you could trade up to a better loan? You can do it and get up to $200 cash at Colorama Federal Credit Union. Colorama offers competitive rates and fast approval. You can even include warranty protection to cover major mechanical problems. Mention this ad to your loan officer during closing and get up to $200 cash back when you finance or refinance an auto loan before April 30th. Colorama Federal Credit Union. Call 243-7280 or apply online at colorama.org.
This is Jennifer Circa with Greyhound Real Estate. We're doing real estate differently. We offer buyer rebates to our home buyers. If you're willing to put in a little time and effort, we're going to reward you for that. Based off of the number of houses we look at, we will rebate you up to 1.5% of our commission. And that rebate can be used towards paying off your closing costs or even having some work done to the home. Check us out online at greyhoundrealestate.com or give us a call at 970-344-9344.
Recent trends show crime is on the rise in America. So if you're concerned about crime in your community, your police and mayor's office need to hear from you. Hearing from the public focuses elected officials and police on the issue. When you see graffiti or broken windows in an abandoned building, or someone entering a vacant home, let the police and your mayor's office know. Studies show when vandals see a broken window isn't repaired, they'll break more windows. When they see graffiti isn't removed from a building, they'll add more graffiti. And when people are allowed in abandoned homes, those homes attract criminal activity. When minor crimes are allowed to continue, serious crimes like robbery and shootings won't be far behind. It's never too late to turn your neighborhood around. Be the one to take that first step. Brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more, go to www.nationalpolice.org. That's www.nationalpolice.org.
The Ron Caskey Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1100 KNZZ and 92.7 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And welcome back to 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. And what a beautiful day to get outside. And I know the water just got turned on in our area. So Fred's out there working hard. And he'll come in dirty and tired tonight. So I better think about what I'm going to fix for dinner tonight. But we have such a delightful guest, Shira. That, you know, Shira, I'm not stumbling over, but I had to stop and think real quick. But to the way I always think, it starts out your name S-H-Y, so Shira. You told me that, and it's so that makes it easy to figure out how to pronounce. It's a lovely name. Shira is in 10th grade, right?
Yes.
Sophomore, and already a business owner. When did you get your official ginger snapped cupcake business designated as an LLC and off to go?
That was, I think, July or August. I signed up,
okay,
went to the Secretary of State website, went through, paid my fee, got everything worked out.
Good. We're both hearing some kind of a sound, aren't we? Okay, we got it. We got it. She's quick. So, a lot has happened since then to you, hasn't it? And gee, so last August or September, you were just getting ready to start school in whichever way you could. So explain to us, are you a full-time student at Palisade High School?
I am not.
Okay.
I am homeschooled.
Okay.
And I take my Spanish class concurrently.
Okay.
With the school. And I also, first semester, I'm in the marching band. So I took that concurrently as well.
Oh, good. Good. And are you back now to band practice and the full thing?
We're hoping to be. Marching band season is out right now.
Sure,
so we're gonna come back in the fall.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to come back fully and let everything go back to the way it was.
Great.
Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. Yes, yes. So when you got this idea, because you love to bake, if you're just joining us, and working for Becky Davis, which they also have Nana's Jam and Fruit Shack on their property where their orchards are as well. So a lot of people, you know, probably know Becky and her husband from the Peach Orchards. And she's downtown now in Palisade as well. And your mentor.
Yes.
As the first one of Becky's new program that she got started at the Chamber, which is the Harry Talbot Jr. Entrepreneurship Program.
Yes.
And you're our first entrepreneur. And yeah. we're all helping to mentor you because
you guys
we're
are.
So excited.
You're all very helpful.
And what a taking on starting a business of your own, because I think you're kind of busy.
I am. Oh. Yeah, a little bit busy. So the way I've been dealing with that, I have, you know, school during the day mm-hmm. and then sometimes homework later at night. So what I've been doing is I have a limit for each month on how many cupcakes I can bake.
Uh-huh.
And usually that's around 4 dozen. Mm-hmm. If I have a slower month, mm-hmm. it can kind of pick up. And then once, you know, school gets out and summer starts, that limit can go up because I'll have more time on my hands.
Okay. And you will let us know that too.
I will.
Won't you?
That'll be out on my Instagram and my Facebook pages, okay. My business pages.
Okay. So, which right now they can find out more information that way, right?
Yes.
And that's very wise that you are limiting because you do have school and work.
Yeah. I am working with Becky at the shop. Weekends, usually farmers markets are coming mm-hmm. up. We're mm-hmm. very excited about that.
So you've added something else to your projects for this next school year.
Yes. So I am pursuing a associate's degree in culinary with CMU and WCCC starting this fall. So I'll be taking CMU classes in the mornings and then my high school classes. I'll be back at Palisade as a full-time student next year,
mm-hmm.
taking my English class, my band class, and then a couple electives that I have to finish for my graduation required credits.
So you will, and you're running your business.
Yeah.
And you're going to still work part-time, are you,
yes.
once school starts?
Yeah, I'm okay. going to continue working with Becky weekends mm-hmm, mm-hmm. all the way through the season, so into the end of October.
And so when will you get that degree? Is that a one-year program
or
two? It's a two-year. That's what I was thinking. So you'll be doing that. And they have quite a setup there.
They do.
If anybody's considering that, WCCC has one of the best programs. And the equipment is top-notch, mm-hmm. and the instructors are top-notch. So I know a lot of them. In fact, we had Wayne Smith, who's with the program, at the Peach Festival. Okay, it'll be 2 years ago because I keep saying last year, but we couldn't have the Peach Festival last year, but we will this year. He did the science of pie, of peach pie. Oh,
wonderful.
Yeah, so we love to have also students come to our events like that. So there's a double reason to have you mentored it because you're going to be a culinary arts graduate before you know it.
And crazy to think about.
Yes. Were you kind of scared, though, when you thought about starting a business?
Strangely, I wasn't.
No,
I wasn't. And that is kind of unusual, but I wasn't really worried about it because Palisade is such a nice, small town feel. Everybody really knows everybody. So I wasn't too worried about it because I wasn't, you know, trying to be anything big or statewide, just a little cupcake shop in Palisade.
Someday, you know, Mark and I'll say, you know, that big bakery, have you ever had, you know, a ginger snap cupcake? And we'll go, we knew her when. Is that in your plan at all? Is to expand your business after you?
You know, I don't know yet. I'm
See?
Still thinking about that.
Very smart. Yeah. You have a couple of years, even before you leave to go away or stay?
Yeah, still deciding if I want to go. Since I'll be graduating high school with a college degree, mm-hmm. I'm still deciding if I'm going to go pursue a four-year or even more than that.
Sure.
Just got to think about that still.
Smart girl, you know. And Now, but the interesting thing is, when I was looking over some information about being a young person and going into business, one of the things top on the list is know your market and your product. Mm-hmm. And did you do any studying as far as the potential for your business?
I did somewhat. I mostly looked into other bakeries around. There's mm-hmm. the Slice of Life Bakery right. in downtown Palisade. Fantastic.
Oh, I know.
Shop.
I know.
But they don't have any cupcakes. So mm-hmm. I figured that wouldn't be a competition.
See, there you did.
They mostly do, you know, breads and pastries and stuff. Right. So I wasn't worried about that. And then there's the Sweet Bee Bake Shop.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Main Street. They're really, really wonderful. They have a shop at the farmer's market they did last season. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to again. But I looked into them and I kind of compared. And I mostly just researched the market in my area in Palisade because that's where I'm mainly based, and looked into other shops and how they market, how they price, what their flavors look like.
Smart girl. Yes. sounds like you're following the list. and it says right there on this list, find a mentor. Isn't yeah. that ironic? And look at how that worked out.
Yeah, very grateful. Very grateful.
And do you probably feel, knowing Becky, you probably feel totally at ease and asking her, you know, questions about.
She's very patient and kind. And mm-hmm. I always feel comfortable coming to her if I have any questions or need any help with anything. She's always very kind. Yeah.
Well, you know, and as she says, and I totally agree, any tool that you can discover to add to your toolbox for success in a business, and you have. Now you're part of the mentorship program, and, yeah. and you're working in the food business, so to speak. And what did your mother and dad think about this?
My parents are very supportive of
I bet
what
they
I'm
are.
Doing. My mom actually helps me come up with flavor ideas. I had an event, the business revival event, a few Saturdays ago mm-hmm. at the Mesa County Fairgrounds, and my mom was helping me. She helped me bake. It was 16 hours in total that we baked and then had the shop. So she helped me that whole time figure out everything. And she came up with the idea that we should do a peanut butter and strawberry jelly cupcake flavor.
Whoa.
It's pretty good. Oh. I can say that because I didn't make it. So,
well, I can say I've had your lemon basil mm-hmm. Cupcake. Delicious. Delicious.
Those are my favorite, yeah.
Oh, and at first my husband said basil, although he's learned to love basil. And I said, well, she has found the secret because yep. it's the blending of the lemon and the basil, and perfectly done and very good. And the right amount of frosting.
Yeah. I don't like to add too much frosting. Yeah, I have a sweet tooth, but there is mm-hmm, mm-hmm. a lot of cupcakes have way too much frosting and you can't really get the flavor of the cake when you have so much buttercream. It's just, yeah.
Well, and I imagine that there's a lot of experimentation with mm-hmm. flavors and that. And I have a feeling that you probably have no trouble in finding tasters to give you.
No, I don't have trouble in that area.
And in fact, you know, I was kind of hinting to her, everyone, but then she called and said, oh, I just don't have the time. I said, not to worry. I wasn't going to keep her from that, but I'll hit her up again. But don't go away. Back more with Shira.
The 2021 Honda Pioneer lineup is here at Perry's Power Sports to make light work of the job and add a heavy dose of fun on your day off. Every Pioneer side-by-side is stocked full of smart technology, responsive power, and Honda's hallmark of engineering excellence. Find the Honda Pioneer for you at Perry's Power Sports, 555 25 Road, and see why life is better side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
Hi, Neil with Airstream Plumbing and Heating. Spring cleaning is a great time to check under kitchen and bathroom sinks for any signs of water leaking. Check for loose fitting connections and change any water supplies if needed. The washing machine hoses should be checked for bulging as well to ensure you don't come home to a bad surprise. If Airstream can lend a hand, give us a call at 434-5348.
Your personal plumber, Airstream Plumbing and Heating.
When you need service right away,
call 434-5348.
John Moon here with River City Real Estate. I know that the market right now is ridiculous. Inventory levels are low and it's a seller's market. The fear that you won't be able to find a replacement home is real. If I have to go out and knock on doors to find you a home, I will do that. Don't forget, we have new construction that allows you to have a home in place before you sell yours. There are lots of options out there for you. Don't let fear stop you from selling or buying a home right now. 970-260-9948. Call me right now.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Mostly clear tonight, Grand Junction 40, Montrose 36. Sunny tomorrow, 71. Mostly sunny on Monday, 70. Chance of showers Tuesday, 71.
Miss a day.
Taking steps to confront the gun crisis, a public health crisis.
It hurts law-abiding Americans.
You missed a lot.
People on the terrorist watch list that have been caught at the southern border.
Cancel culture.
News Radio 1100. KNZZ. Radio you can depend on. News Radio 1100. KNZZ. Grand Junction.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More black Americans say they're open to taking the coronavirus vaccine. A poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research in late March found about 24% of black American adults say they will probably or definitely not get vaccinated. That number, though, is down from 41% who said the same thing in January. The Navajo Nation has issued a stay-at-home order for the weekend after reporting 26 more confirmed COVID-19 cases. The latest figures bring the total number of cases on the tribe's reservation, including parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, to 30,239. A cluster of severe storms swept across southern states early today, dropping large hail on coastal Alabama. News outlets shared images of car windshields shattered by hailstones about as large as baseballs in Orange Beach. This is SRN News.
With full transparency.
Folks, there's nothing to hide. It happens every year.
We will provide all the spring weather information you need. News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And here we are on this beautiful Saturday. It's weekend after Easter. Gosh, can't believe that we're already hearing talk about Memorial Day weekend.
Time flies.
You know what? Never a truer statement. And that word of advice about time flying is from Shira Hutchins, our the Palisade Chamber's first young entrepreneur in the Harry Talbot Jr. Entrepreneurship Program. Owner of Ginger Snap Cupcakes, for those of you just tuning in. Her grandma and her red hair got that name, Ginger Snap Cupcakes.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? It's easy. It really is to me easy to remember because I just associate having seen you and met you. And we have been talking about the challenges of starting a business when you're about 14, right? Or close to 15.
I had just turned 15.
15. So, you have only been in business a few months.
Yeah. Almost a year. We're getting close.
And you started it during COVID.
Yeah.
Was that a challenge?
Oh, kind of. Uh-huh. It was a little bit of a challenge, mostly just because people were cautious about buying food.
Sure.
From people everything going on. But it wasn't as difficult as I expected it to be.
Well, you know, and one of the things that's always, when you're thinking of starting a business, there are many important steps to do and to go and seek out good business advice. Mm-hmm. And I know you got some from Becky, definitely, yeah. Becky Davis, but where else did you go to seek?
Well, I actually, when I first started, I went out to the Business Incubator Center.
Oh, sure.
And I spoke with them, and I decided not to go with their kitchen. I decided not to use their kitchen, but I did work with one of their people to get business advice, and she was the one who told me that I should register as an LLC rather than something else, just because that would be the best for my type of business. And she helped me with, you know, how to get my business cards, how to sign up as a business with the Colorado Secretary of State. She helped me just kind of with the groundwork, how to figure everything out for the very start.
And which includes probably a good business plan. And there is a source there for many people, I think, if you're thinking or considering starting a small business with the growing. But of course, your business can only grow so far right now. And you might want to explain that to some who just tuned in to know that it's not that you do want orders.
Yes,
please, orders, please. But you will have to limit because you are juggling
school.
Many things. Yes.
Yeah. School, work, business. So it's kind of a lot. So I just have this limit for each month, 4 to 5 dozen cupcakes. I also make cake rolls, and those sell pretty well during the Thanksgiving time. I have a pumpkin roll that is pretty good.
So you have already diversified.
Yes.
And that's a key too.
Yeah.
Then you're not, you don't have all your cupcakes in one basket, so to speak.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Now, when you say cake rolls, do you ever, well, no, because you've just been in business shortly, but I'm thinking of a cake roll that I used to make years ago for the kids, but for the kids, let's face it. Mom and Dad too, that was ice cream filled and rolled. There's an idea, but that would cause freezers and on all of that right now. But now, will you be doing those for the summer as well? The cake rolls?
I think so. I'm looking into I have a lavender honey cupcake.
Oh,
since you know we have all the lavender and the honey in Palisade, so I'm looking into a lavender honey cake roll that I might do in the summer. I'm considering pumpkin roll during the summer, but it kind of feels like a fall flavor to me. I'm not sure how that would do.
Well, I know it does definitely. The minute September hits, you start thinking about fall foods, and pumpkin definitely is one of my favorites, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
But also, you see, I've seen pumpkin bread and some of those items throughout the year, so... That might be one you'd need to do a little research on, right?
Yeah. Just make sure it won't not work.
But new ideas come along. What did some of your friends and associates think about when you told them you were going to start your own cupcake business?
They were all really excited. And the first thing that I started hearing was, when are you baking and when can I taste test?
That's, we were talking a little bit before the break about that tasters are sometimes pretty easy to get. And when you do that, do you make sure that they are thinking that you want their honest opinion?
Yes. Yeah, I tell them, you know, this is something I'm going to market to people and sell. So you got to tell me if it sucks. Tell me. I have to know.
Yes.
But I haven't heard a complaint yet. So that's good.
So very, very good. We used to have the peach recipe contest for years at the festival. And I would always tell people, you know, you're working on a new recipe, you know, try it on a neighbors and other people, but make sure that they feel comfortable to give you their honest opinion. And, but obviously everybody was willing to do that as well, right?
Yeah.
Did you have some failures?
No.
No.
I didn't. No. Which is very good and kind of surprising, but no, I didn't have any failures. Actually, thinking back, I tried to make a chocolate cake roll once. That didn't work.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes us all feel good.
Yeah.
You know. And my husband has been my taster a lot of times. Mark could be a good taster because he has a very good sense of taste and what goes into something. Because sometimes we've said, let's see, I wonder what that has in it. You know, and so He's a good one like that. He would be someone that you could count on, you know. I'm trying to build him up so he can become maybe a taster once in a while. So with his daughter, I'm anxious for you to meet her someday because you could be a mentor to her.
She seems really nice,
yes,
from what I've heard about
her.
Yes,
she is very sharp and has learned. See, mentorship can be like a domino effect.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
It's right. Pretty cool.
I like it. Right. Not that she's ready to start her own business, but her love of food, and she's a very good student. So you two would hit it off, and you would be the mentor for her. So who knows? Maybe we're starting something else here. What do you think?
Maybe.
So how long was it between the time you started to think about having this pancake? I had just read something about the Kiwanis pancake breakfast before I came. So I think but how long was it between the dream and the actual implementation?
Not very long.
I don't think so, huh?
Exactly how long it was, but I don't know. I've always been kind of a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I have an idea, when I want to do something, I'll just do it.
Now, with all these things on your schedule, is there any time, well, you said, of course, baking is kind of a relaxing, kind of get away from it all activity, but what do you do for some fun or exercise?
I like to play with my dogs. My dogs love to fetch. They love to run around in circles for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I like to play with my dogs. I like to go for walks. I live by Riverbend Park, so I like to go for walks at the
park.
We
love to go there with our dog. Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful park.
It is.
In the summertime, my family and I go paddle boarding down the river.
Ah.
That's very fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you have to be pretty strong to paddle board.
Yeah. It's pretty hard, especially with the rapids coming. You got to have a bit of core strength.
But great activity.
Don't fall over.
Great activity. Were you, when you started to pull this all together, were you surprised at the costs that you have, or?
I was surprised at how some things cost.
Mm-hmm.
Things like cupcake containers, those little plastic containers.
Yes.
Those are fairly expensive.
Yes.
I did find a website that sells them for a really good price in bulk for business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Things like racks to put your cupcakes, those I was surprised at how much those cost.
Oh, sure, I never thought about that.
Yeah, so I haven't got one of those yet. But mostly things have been expected, the prices that I've gotten for ingredients and stuff like that.
You figured that
good.
Out ahead of time. Now, because of the COVID, did you have trouble? I mean, I used to notice at the supermarket the flour was disappearing so quick.
Yeah,
and sugar.
We usually buy from Sam's Club because they've got those really big bags of flour and sugar.
Well, you would need that, wouldn't
you? Yeah. When I first started, I bought these big food grade containers that seal really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a 50-pound bag of sugar, a 50-pound bag of flour, filled those up, those containers, and that's just what I've been using. And I haven't had to, well, I did have to restock flour, but it was a little bit concerning when I first started because I was worried I might not be able to get my ingredients.
Exactly. And I can't believe it, but we have one more segment, so we want to make sure we get all the advice out there to any potential young entrepreneurs and make sure we have covered everything about your business, and we want to keep track on you. So when we come back for our last segment, we'll kind of get all the details put together.
Scotties, this is Jake. How can I help you?
Captain Kirk!
I told you, my name is James Kirk, but I go by Jake.
Captain, we are burning up in here. We got too close to the sun and the AC is knackered.
Can you open a window?
A window? We're in space, laddie!
Right. Well, bring it to Scotties. We offer complete air conditioning service from recharge to repair.
Bless you, lad. It's hot enough to scorch us far. And
don't get stranded on a hot planet. Bring it to Scotties, 4th and Pitkin.
Bring it on down, Scotties. Your complete car care center.
You can go to a big box store and you can look at basic different types of window treatments. A lot of times it's overwhelming. What I'm going to do is educate you about the product, the expectations you can have of that product, and why some are better than others for your window. And then I help you find the best treatment for your needs and for your style and make sure it does what you expect.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Aberg with Windowology. Give us a call at 250-7324. Windowology, where we have window coverings down to a science.
Hi, this is Jamie from The Brickyard. For the entire month of April, stop by The Brickyard in Grand Junction and Montrose and save on the hardscaping products you need to complete your landscaping projects. We have special prices on pavers, stepping stones, garden walls, retaining walls, and more. We also have great pricing on built-in grills, pellet grills, and water features. Stop by today to see how we can help you recreate your backyard. That's The Brickyard on the Business Loop in Grand Junction or North Townsend in Montrose, or visit us online at BrickyardColorado.com. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 3.
The 2021 Honda Pioneer lineup is here at Perry's Power Sports to make light work of the job and add a heavy dose of fun on your day off. Every Pioneer side-by-side is stocked full of smart technology, responsive power, and Honda's hallmark of engineering excellence. Find the Honda Pioneer for you at Perry's Power Sports, 555 25 Road, and see why life is better side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
Hi, it's Kevin Lamar for Western Slope Auto, a mile and a half west of Mesa Mall. We've got some great stuff going on out here. What about $3,500 trade assistance cash on a brand new 2020 Escape? Or what about 0% financing for 60 months or a $1,500 customer cash on an all-new 2021 Corolla? We've got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. It's a one-stop shop right here at Western Slope Auto, a mile and a half west of Mesa Mall, or shop us online at westernslopeauto.com.
What if being in recovery from a mental or substance use disorder was something we proudly showed the world? You might be surprised. Millions of people are in recovery, sharing hope, help, and support with family, friends, and community. Join the Voices for Recovery. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No matter what name your smart device goes by,
Alexa,
once you have its attention,
pay close attention.
Get a lot more by telling it to play.
You name it.
1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And I'm back. Can't believe it, for the last segment of the show.
Went fast.
And I'm here with Shira Hutchins, owner of Ginger Snap Cupcakes, a sophomore in school, and headed towards both school, high school, and the culinary arts program. So when you graduate, you'll have a degree already.
Yeah. Excited about that.
That I would be too, and I think that's great what you're doing, and that we have. Look what we offer here. You know, we have a university. We have their branch of WCCC, and get you started on your cupcake business and growing. I'm sure all of this experience will lead to more things. And if you just tuned in, you have you are the first member of our Palisade Chambers, Harry Talbot Junior Entrepreneurship. That's a lot to say.
Yeah, it is.
Program, a mentoring program. And you are our first young entrepreneur, which we are delighted by. And I think you finding that all of the chamber members, like Becky is your mentor, but I think you're going to find that we all want to help mentor you. And we're, you know, we're just like hugging you and bringing you into the fold. And you've... Before we go, I want to make sure that you voice your statement that you gave me about your experience, that you're getting in all kinds of things. But you know what? She has fabulous cupcakes. And what are the flavors you have now?
So I have a few flavors. Okay. My favorite, personally, is the lemon basil raspberry.
That's well, and that's the one I love. But I haven't tasted all of them, but... That is fabulous.
And then I also have a lavender honey, a cilantro lime, which I like to do really unique flavors, kind of the herbs and mm-hmm. savory type things.
Cilantro lime sounds fabulous.
Yeah, that one's really refreshing.
Lemon and lime. I love both of them.
Yeah. Okay. We have a matcha cupcake, the matcha green tea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that peanut butter and strawberry jelly cupcake that I'd mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh. That's your was it your mother thought
Yeah,
of?
My mom came up with that
we'll
one.
Give her credit for that.
Yeah. And then we have the classic chocolate and vanilla, and the chocolate pairs really well with a mint buttercream.
Oh, I bet it does.
And then we also do peach, vanilla peach when that's in season. And that one's pretty good too.
Okay, vanilla peach. I have a feeling that you would have to, and you'll use Palisade peaches. Of course.
Of course.
How could you not? Right.
I usually buy those from Nana's. From those are really good peaches. Mm-hmm.
Well, that works perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even, feature that. In your marketing.
Yeah.
Quickly, marketing. What all have you been finding to do for marketing, and what have you started to do?
So it's mostly in word of mouth, stuff like the business after hours event that
there
Becky and I did, and the social media.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have a hard time with social media, which is unusual for people my age. We're usually on top of that, but I have a bit of a hard time with that. So we're learning how to do that.
There
still,
you go.
But it's usually just talking to people, working with people like Becky to, you know, meet people in the chamber.
And you're going
to
be in the Business Times now. I decided that's what I have to include this year, this month. And, well, you're here.
Yeah. This is great marketing. Thanks.
By word of mouth, you know. Yeah. You did. And think how many people you're reaching.
Yeah.
Via radio today. And on my Food for Thought Facebook page, I have a picture of you and of a cupcake tree that you did for that event at Nana's not too long ago, the Chamber After Hours. And so I, you know, and word of mouth and radio and things like that all do really work well.
Yeah.
And everyone will probably want to go to your Facebook page. And how do you get to that?
So you can just go onto Facebook and tap your little search button and search Ginger Snapped Cupcakes.
Yep.
At Ginger Snapped Cupcakes is our at. It's Ginger Snapped Cupcakes LLC is the official page. And our little profile picture is an aerial view of that cupcake tower that I did at
Business
After Hours event.
Great, great. So easy to find. Do be understanding that she really wants orders. But she has to limit
it. Yeah.
Right. And, but you are, because you are good at time management and are juggling all of these things.
Yeah.
So did anybody say, well, how are you going to have time to have a business?
Yeah. My mom said that. She was like,
yeah, okay.
You're so busy. How do you think this is going to work out? And I said, well, I'm hoping you can help me manage my time because she's always been very good at managing time. She's a manager. She's a mom. that's her job. And so she's helped me. She helped me come up with what my limit would be, my monthly limit of, you know, 4 to 5 dozen cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And she helps me just make sure I'm on top of things.
Sure.
And I usually just have to write stuff down in a list, you know, and put it on the fridge or something. Just what do I have to do this week, this month?
Very good. Planning is so important and figuring out what you can handle because over the years I have seen some small businesses, food businesses, that were not ready for the volume, for instance.
Yeah.
And you know, if you know, you're not at that point, but if you go and try to get into a grocery chain or whatever, you forget how many stores there are and how many orders. And so this is great training for you when you become the super bakery owner, have a big brand out there. And Mark and I'll say that we knew you first. But so how would you kind of sum up the experience so far?
You know, I think that the help of, you know, the chamber and Becky and all these experienced business mm-hmm. owners is going to be really beneficial to how I'm going to run my business, how I'm going to market, how mm-hmm. I'm going to budget, all of this stuff. And just participating in local commerce, because I really like our little town. I like to keep right. things local. I like the little family, local family feeling that we have. And I'm just really excited to be contributing to that community, that local
good
commerce.
Feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that.
Well, and I think small businesses and local has come on a lot of people's minds
yeah.
during this pandemic, and has had probably actually in a way people look at them more mm-hmm. and hopefully will remember them, and they probably have already established some loyalties to a number of them. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been great. Yeah.
Yes, and you are a delight, and we're going to keep track of you because we want to see how things go along, and maybe if some cupcakes could come our way one time, we'll taste them on the air. Everyone have a great weekend, and like I said, get out and take a walk and have a good, enjoyable pre-summer day.
As the weather warms up, are you itching to get to work on your yard? I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some tips for fertilizer.